Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am at Farm Progress with Bruce Rastetter with Summit Group. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, I am great, Joanna. Good to be with you.
Well, thanks so much for joining me. You had a really big announcement in the biofuels industry here today, or I should say this week, and that is the Summit Group is actually going to be developing a corn ethanol plant in Brazil.
Yep.
But I think we should start off, Bruce, and talk a little bit, because I don't think our viewers, our readers are familiar with the Summit Group. Who's the Summit Group?
The Summit Group, and I mean, first to start out, a number of people know me from the previous companies that I'd founded, the Heartland Pork, large pork production, and then Hawkeye Energy Holdings, a large ethanol producer in the U.S. The Summit Group today is a diverse group. We do some large-scale row crop production, hog production, and cattle, and then as part of that, we also have a private equity group on U.S. Farmland Fund and projects like the Tama Beef Plant, and also now two projects in Brazil, one on farm ground and one on corn ethanol that we're excited about to announce today.
Okay, so let's talk first about the corn ethanol plant. And my question is, why Brazil?
You know, Brazil, why Brazil?
Yeah.
Brazil outside of the U.S. is going to be the country that we believe is going to help feed the world. And one of the interesting parts in particular about Mato Grosso, because of improved genetics, they're able to double crop. So they're able to raise a first crop of soybeans and a second crop of corn or cotton. So they have increasing corn production in the middle of the continent where it's difficult to get it out. So they're embracing value-added agriculture. And in our situation, we're teaming with a great Brazil company called Fiagrill to partner with them on building this corn ethanol plant, which would be the first modern corn ethanol plant in Brazil.
Well, let's talk about the modern element of this corn ethanol plant. I know this is a new technology that you're using over in Brazil. So how does it differ, or how is it better potentially than some of the original ethanol plants we saw here in the States?
You know, actually only part of it is new technology. And one of our partners is ICM, the technology provider out of Wichita, Kansas, that provided and built two-thirds of the U.S. ethanol industry. So Dave Vandegrin started going down there with us a couple of years ago, and he is providing the technology that's very, you know, similar to U.S. plants with an improvement on high-protein, low-fiber DDG for livestock feed, a new technology that is just patented in St. Joe, Missouri.
So they're going to be growing the corn in Brazil. You're going to be building the ethanol plant. You'll be producing the ethanol and, I'm guessing, high-protein feed, animal feed. Will the ethanol stay in Brazil, or do you see that ethanol is going to be going into other countries?
You know, that ethanol will stay in Brazil. That area of Mato Grosso is growing. It is short ethanol production. The government wants to go from 25% ethanol blends to 27%. There's actually gas stations that sell 100% blends, and you can choose what you want to blend. So they have increased ethanol demand, and then they have increased corn production. So we will actually be buying corn from farmers down there that are producing increased corn.
Well, one question, too, I have to ask you, Bruce, is there's always concern when we talk about Brazil that the agriculture industry is cutting down rainforests in order to grow soybeans and then to do what you're talking about, the crop rotation with corn. But it's my understanding that's not really the case.
Yeah, that's not the case. And, I mean, when you go there, I mean, we continue to be impressed how they've set aside areas along rivers and streams. The further north you go towards the Amazon, the higher percentage of trees you have to leave. So, for instance, a farm we're associated with has 50% trees. And where they don't have that, they're going back in and planting those. So they've done a great job, I think, of protecting the environment. And actually, with double cropping now because of improved genetics, their corn production actually complements soybean production in terms of having that second crop without irrigation, and because of the shortened season and days to production that both soybeans and corn have happened because of GMOs and biotechnology.
So Bruce, how long do you think it's going to take? You made the announcement, I know you've got your partners in place, from the announcement time to when you believe you'll be in production.
Our plan is to break ground this fall, and within the next 6 months, and the plan will be in production in 16 months from groundbreaking.
And then do you foresee, after the successful building more ethanol plants in Brazil, more ethanol plants in Brazil?
Yeah, I think clearly the demand for ethanol in Brazil is going to increase, so, you know, we're going to continue to to grow the company. And obviously, you have to get one built. You have to be successful doing that before you can think about that. But clearly, the opportunity in Brazil is going to be significant, and we're excited to be able to get started on it.
Well, great. Well, Bruce, let's check in a couple months and let me know how things
are. All right. We'd welcome you to come down and look at the plan as we're building it.
All right. I'll work on my Portuguese.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.